This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thing here, as far as talk radio stories are concerned, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, I have my DJV gang. We are here together from the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me, Doug Steffen, to go through the top 10 stories this week with our comments and thoughts as to what is actually going on, how they impact us, how they may impact you, some items here that you would expect and some items you may not expect. Thanks there. Again, the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list published at Talkers.com every week. The people on the list, the stories on the list. At number 10, a focus on the fellow who runs Disney, which is the largest entertainment company in the world now. I wonder what Walt Disney thinks there in his frozenness. He's in a cylinder. A Cairo, what do they call it? Cairo? What is that stuff? That
Cryogenic.
That's it, yeah. He's under what he's thinking about all the things that Disney is doing. Anyway, this guy who's not going to leave, according to the first reports, for a couple of years, all of a sudden stepped down. And people are still wondering, is there anything that happened the last few days indicating why he did it? I haven't seen anything. Have any of you ladies seen anything that would indicate why it was done so immediately?
Mm-mm.
Crickets. Nope, guess not. All right, well, anyway, that's number 10. Don't have
much. I think they ruled out health stuff, because usually when someone resigns that quickly, you kind of go right to health. But I think that he issued a statement saying it had nothing to do with that, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. All right, number 9, the college admission scandal. The date has been set for Lori Loughlin to be tried here in Boston. This, I don't understand. My focus on this is swift justice. They're not going to have a trial on this now until October.
Yeah, they keep delaying it. And
yeah.
I don't blame them. I mean, they're scared, so they're trying to do as much as they can.
Well, they
saw something that there's new evidence that the lawyers have brought forward.
Right. Yeah.
Something about Rick Singer. I don't know specifically what it means, but something about Rick Singer, who's the mastermind of the college admission scandal, something about him working with the FBI, and maybe they're going to claim it was entrapment. I'm not sure,
they didn't realize when they were talking to him that Rick Singer was already speaking with the FBI, but they're saying that he told them that it was all for charity. So basically, they thought that they were making a large charitable donation to get their kids into the school, which, by the way, happens all the time. That's how many people go to USC, is by making large donations to the school.
Right. Yep.
And so that's what they thought was going to happen. But I guess they didn't realize that they could be in trouble, or at least that's what they said, for making up all the facts about how their kids actually got in.
I'm betting that they're clever enough and they have enough money that they're going to get off, or they're going to get they aren't going to fare any worse than Felicity Huffman did. She went in jail and she's out of jail.
She was out in like 11 days or something like that.
Exactly.
But the most recent one, remember the Hot Pockets lady, she got 5 months this week. She
That's
got
right.
sentenced to 5 months, so who
knows? I mean, she'll stay in for 5 months. She could be out in 5 days, too, just like Felicity Huffman was. Depends on who gets involved in it one way or another. Mm-hmm. Number 8 on the list of stories, the presidential visit to India. Was that like a blip on the radar screen this week? He was there for 36 hours and... It was some kind of not. It wasn't
just
a visit.
I don't think so. There was a big rally. It was the biggest rally for Trump ever, and particularly overseas. 110,000 people came out, and it was called Namaste Trump. And he did a big rally over in India. They seem to like him over there because he preaches about religious freedoms, protecting people's religious freedoms, and of course, the trade agreement And when he was over there, he sold, I think, $3 billion in military equipment to the Indian government, and then also started working on...
He sold
on, it? Or well, the government
sold it.
We
said it was okay for him, yeah.
Right.
But government didn't
sell
it. Well,
the religious freedom argument was met with a lot of criticism because of how India is treating the Muslim population, which is basically
put them
putting
in camps,
them in concentration
like the Japanese were put in camps. So, yeah, here.
I don't know if Trump knows that, but to be preaching and praising a country for, you know, respecting other people's religious beliefs, that really sounded very tone deaf. It was not a great look.
You know, there was also something I saw this week about how there's a profile of Norman Mineta. Anybody here remember who Norman Mineta was? Is?
Okay. No.
Norman Mineta was the Secretary of Transportation both under Clinton and Bush. He was a congressman before that. He came to this country, his family did, as Japanese immigrants in the 30s. He was born in this country, naturalized citizen, yet he spent the war as a child in a camp, in one of those internment camps for the Japanese. Let's see, it was from 42 until the end of the war, spent 3 years in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming. And the story is very interesting about him, and he points out that not only did that happen to the Japanese, these were Japanese Americans, or Americans who were all legitimate citizens, but it happened after September 11th to tens of thousands of Muslims who were American citizens who just happened to be Muslim. They were put into camps too for quite a while. And if I knew it, I didn't remember it, frankly. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that isn't a bad thing to remember those sorts of things. And I say that because the Indians have become really notorious, as far as what I can see, as to how they're prejudicially handling any Muslims that live in their country.
Mm-hmm.
So you may be right on that, Victoria. Anyway, the next item, number 7, as we work our way toward number 1 here, the opening of the Conservative Political Action Group, or whatever, CPAC. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so why is that important, Jennifer? You're our resident CPAC person, I suppose, a go-to person.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's important. Certainly it's newsworthy. I don't know if they're out there, you know, curing things. But the reason CPAC's important is it's the largest gathering, I would say, in the country of conservative minds and thinkers. And pretty much everyone who's anyone shows up at CPAC. The vice president spoke. The president speaks. It seems that everybody kind of comes in and kind of rallies the troops. And especially important during an election year when you want to make sure that your party's united, facing off against the Democrats in November. So I think that's what makes it more important this year than probably other years, because it is an election year and you want to make sure that everybody's kind of lining up and enthusiastic and getting ready to go and get people out to vote.
I remember in years, I actually went to one of these 1 year. Oliver North invited me to come, and I went, and I'm trying to remember how long ago it was. It was quite a while ago. I remember when North was here. And when I say here, he and I shared microphones in the same network. My originating network is Radio America, and North had a program on Radio America for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And I remember going over there and thinking I was in a, even though he, my political leanings actually are much more to, you know, the right than they are to the left, except that I just, this groupthink thing and the way people have emerged as sort of leaders just leaves me cold. So, but I do remember thinking it was quite a group. It was kind of bizarre, actually, seeing some of these people. I don't know why. It was bizarre. It was a bizarre. Have you ever been, Jennifer, to one of them?
No, I actually would like to go. You know, I've been invited the last couple of years to go and broadcast, and mm-hmm. I just haven't been able to get it together just to try to coordinate everything. But I'd like to go at some point. I think I would probably like it.
Yeah, you probably would. All right, 16.
I love groupthink with all my friends.
Yeah. Gee, really? Well, here you are with your friends. How much groupthink there is here? Well, there are a lot of things that we groupthink on, but our job here in this hour is to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the lists, the stories, the people, as the folks at Talkers Magazine every week survey hundreds of talk radio stations and programs and hosts. So that's what we're going through in this hour. Stay tuned for us as we work our way toward number one and try to get to the people list as well as time allows. Right now, though, a focus on how comfortable, how really good you felt this morning when you got up. Did you have a great night's sleep? And if that's the case, using MyPillow products, the pillows themselves, the travel pillows, the accessory pillows, the seat cushions that they make. How about the mattresses, mattress toppers? You go on and on. The list is extremely long now at MyPillow.com. I have a copy of a book that was sent to me by Mike Lindell. The book is called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And he sent this to me for a reason. I'm sure that he sent it to me for a reason, because he wanted us to know about his story and how it really has become a great American story. But here's a guy that was down and out, and I mean really out. And he came around and started he made these pillows in his garage. He's an engineer by trade. And it started from there. In 2008, MyPillow's proprietary fill was patented. So it's got a patented fill in it. It'll give you the rest of your life, and his story is interesting. You'll find the book at MyPillow.com, too. Quite an inspiration. Check it all out. Go online, MyPillow.com. Most important thing is you can save big time using the DJV code, up to 66%, depending on the product that you're, all the way from towels to sheets to mattresses. Save big and enjoy a wonderful night's rest every night, courtesy of MyPillow.com. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, next up here on our overview of the hot stories this week from the Talkers Magazine list, number six, the campaign of the president has sued the New York Times. What's this all about? What are the Times? I don't know enough about this to be dangerous. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Only because it was an opinion piece, so I don't know. This could
kind
of go
get
either
far
way.
At all. Yeah, no, they're not going to. Opinion pieces, this subject to free speech. This is a free speech issue. They're not going to get anywhere with this. So why would they even bother? They have to know that they're not going to get anywhere. Is it just because, it's obvious the New York Times...
I think because the allegations were that the campaign was colluding with Russia. It was Russia quid pro quo.
Think that's the first time that's appeared in print, for God's sake?
No, it's been all over the place. But now that those theories have been debunked after investigation and investigation after investigation, I think that they probably take issue with the fact that people are still writing pieces to try to bolster the fact that Trump was somehow colluding with Russia.
Well, he doesn't help the optics by some of the things he says and does with Putin, that's for sure.
I think the optics help him a lot.
Really?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schilling going through the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of February 24th to the 28th. Last week of the month, we got leap year going for us, so the month's not quite over. Well, as you hear this over the weekend, it'll probably be there. Some people listen to this on Friday, some Saturday, some Sunday. We're here, there, and everywhere with number five now on the list, the verdict of Mr. Weinstein. And what happens? What's the overflow? What do you ladies collectively? We've had lots to say about this since it all started, the Me Too movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Are the women who charged him feeling, is it vanquished? What's the right word here? Feeling satisfied?
Vindicated. Vindicated.
Should they be? Vindicated, thank you. Yeah, are they? Have they been?
A few have made statements saying that that they felt a sense of relief. That the justice system worked in their favor in this case. I think only Bill Cosby was upset by the verdict, right? Didn't he make some weird
yeah,
statement?
He was not happy with it.
So, yeah. So I think overall it's been, you know, very positive. I think Ronan Farrow made a really great point this week. You know, he helped kind of launch this movement against Harvey Weinstein and the investigation. And he said, you know, this is a victory, but also remember how many women came forward at great personal expense who weren't believed. You know, 80-some women have accused him of doing what the six women on trial, or the six women who testified, also verified. So I'm sure it's a very difficult time for a lot of women with a lot of mixed emotions, whether it was Weinstein or if you have your own Me Too movement. It's a very emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious. I just thought it was interesting the way he handled it and his lawyer handled it with the walker and all of that.
Oh,
we seem to see a lot of people.
Oh.
Yeah, we seem to see a lot of people do that. Bill Cosby did that as well. I don't deny that he looks bad. I mean, he looks like he's in worse shape than ever, but I thought it was interesting. He got himself out of going to Rikers for a couple of days, checking into Bellevue.
Oh, yeah, chest pains.
Right.
Hey, let me be honest. If I were going to Rikers, I'd probably have chest pains, too.
Chest pains as well. Yep. Number four this week, the shooting at the Moores, at the Coors plant out there, and the reason for it. I think a lot of, as we get into the weekend here, a lot of different information is coming forward about this fellow's relationship with some of his coworkers and why he was upset. And that obviously doesn't justify anything like this, but Was he stable enough? Should he have had the gun? Anybody know about where the guns came from? Were they his guns?
He was a gun collector.
He
yeah.
was. Okay.
And it was a, he was a known collector. I don't think anyone had any issue. That's the most bizarre part about all this, is there was one coworker who came forward anonymously and said that, you know, the guy had some problems with one other coworker, that he had been watching movies all the time on his phone. The other coworker had an issue with that, you know, and that's kind of where it all stemmed from. But yeah. everyone else who seemed to know this guy, his neighbors said that he was wonderful. He went and helped out the elderly neighbors. Other people who worked with him said that he was a friendly, normal guy. It's one of those things where he just snapped, I think. Yeah. It was a little weird when he said that he was starting to tell people at work that he thought that his coworkers were sneaking into his house and moving his furniture around.
I think he had mental. I think there was
obviously that's a, you know, unless he had a ghost, and I'm not saying that that's not real, but I don't think his coworkers were moving his furniture around in his house.
They identified, and I know we don't like to use the names of the shooters all that much, but for just point of reference, his name is Anthony Farrell, and was 51 years old. He worked for them for 17 years as an electrician, and according to the police chief, they still don't have the motive, but again, there's speculation, as you guys mentioned, that it was a moment where he thought he was being discriminated against because he was African-American. He watched movies on his phone during the day, which led to disputes between him and another electrician, and that could have led to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they joked about
it.
They
accused each other of stealing tools and tampering with equipment and stuff.
And some of the coworkers just kind of laughed about it. All right, so that's number four. We have the top three coming up in the next half hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Warren.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Health Secretary Alex Azar saying as of now, most Americans should not be worried about the coronavirus outbreak here. At a White House event yesterday, he was cheering what he called President Trump's historically aggressive containment efforts. Meanwhile, in California, officials are trying to locate everyone that was in contact with a woman thought to be the first known coronavirus case in the nation of unknown origin. The woman lives near the San Francisco Bay Area, and Dr. Bella Matias is the Solano County Public Health Officer.
The individual is really only potentially infectious for about a three-day window before hospitalization occurred. And so we have a narrow enough window to work with that we can be very aggressive in identifying all of the possible contacts in the community.
Yesterday marked six straight trading sessions of plungers on Wall Street over coronavirus fears. The Dow lost nearly 1,200 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The charts for this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the subject of this hour with the DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and the list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. End of the week sort of celebration, if you will, of the News Talk Radio business, the same as the music stations have their countdowns. We do that for News Talk Radio. Number three on the list, just to quickly go over, number 10, the end of the era at Disney for Bob Iger, who has stepped down as the CEO. The college admission scandal, excuse me, number eight. That's number nine. Number eight, the Trump visit to India. Number seven, CPAC opening up. Number six, the New York Times being sued by the Trump campaign. The verdict in the Weinstein case. Number five, the shooting in Milwaukee. Number four. So now we get to number three, which is a focus on what continues to be a football, political football, and reality. The climate change, weather, what is the weather doing? How is it changing? I was talking earlier about a NASA video that's floating around that I happen to see on the plane, and it really tells a very interesting story about our planet, how things are changing, how things have changed, what the reality is for the future of our planet. There's a lot of political hay and big business gotten involved in the climate change thing, whether you agree or disagree. I don't see anything new here, frankly. It's the same old, same old. I don't know why people keep talking about it, because nothing changes. What are we talking about here? Why are we talking about it? What new comes, what value is a discussion? Please help me understand this, ladies. Of what value is a continuing focus on climate change when the issue and the points of view stay the same?
Well,
crickets.
I think there are a lot of issues that don't change, but people disagree on the...
Why keep talking about it?
I can't just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, it's too big of an issue. I mean, look, Antarctica right now just it hit like 63 degrees this year. That's insane. The planet is incredibly, it's changing and it's warming, and you know,
but the planet has done that thousands of times over its history. We don't know that because we've never been around. We always can judge by what they do in the core. They drill into the core of the surface of the planet to find out what the history of the planet is. So there's no real thing. I don't disagree that mankind has had a dramatic influence on what it is that's going on and how it perhaps plays out. But there's the little things, the industry, I think the story is what's been created out of the fear of what happens if we don't do anything. It's a lot of money.
It's a money-making industry.
Right.
And regardless of whether you believe that man is influencing climate change or not, look, I think anybody is silly who says that they don't believe that the weather changes, that climate is changing and all of that. But the debate comes back to whether or not you think it is man-made or if everything that we do here on this planet could have any kind of lasting impact on the temperature of the globe. I don't believe so. I don't think that it's
not
all
much.
Carbon emissions. Right. I don't believe if we were all living perfect lives that it would make that much of a difference. I believe in personal responsibility, and I think we should clean up after ourselves. I think that's very basic stuff.
Did you see that picture, by the way? This is a good – thank you for bringing that up. There was a picture, and I can't remember – I think it was Denmark, some country where in a harbor they had collected what amounted to – acres and acres, but it's still in the water. They were sucking the plastic out of the water. And this is in a Scandinavian country, if I'm not mistaken. The amount, the tens of millions of bottles and pieces of plastic and stuff that was it was close enough in to the harbor that they could gather it. And they have new machines now that you see all over the place. The ships
they've been doing that right under the Golden Gate Bridge. They've been sweeping.
Yeah,
it's
everywhere.
Like it's like a Roomba, but it's in the water. It's kind of like a giant Roomba that's collecting. But the problem is it's the microplastics it's too fine
in the
to
toothpaste.
Even capture.
Yeah.
Well, microbeads and microplastics. And by the time plastic has been sitting in the ocean for that long, it's broken down, and there's nothing anyone can do. There's no net fine enough that can actually scoop it up.
Yeah.
And that's where we've got the garbage
belt
now.
Yeah.
And the fish are eating, and then we're eating it. So we've got plastic in, you know, how many humans have they already tested now? And they analyze people's poop, and everybody's got plastic in the poop. So it's like, all right, well. We want to continue trashing the planet. This is what's going to happen. We're trashing our own bodies as a result.
This may be too much information, but I just had my blood test and other things, and plastic was found in my... Yeah, listen, so it's everywhere. Okay, and I'm conscious of it.
When you think it's too much information, that's when I know there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, when an alarm goes off in his head.
Ding, 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 number. Oh, well, then let's put... The healthcare thing certainly goes hand in hand with the presidential race, which is number two this week. The healthcare reform, sort of 3A, if you will, on the list from Talkers Magazine. The presidential race and the focus on Bernie's plan and how nobody else wants to embrace it and how the Democrats...
Nobody else wants to embrace it. Everybody's got some sort of like mini plan. The problem, I think, this week is that Bernie Sanders was asked, and I think it was by Anderson Cooper. It was on CNN. How do you pay for this? How much is this all going to cost?
I don't know.
And he says, well, we're going to pay for it this way. And he was pressed. And credit to CNN for pressing him, saying, okay, well, if you don't know how much it's going to cost, ultimately, how can you say you're going to pay for it? Because You can't. And are you just selling people a bill of goods? That,
why is there so much support for Bernie Sanders? I don't get it, given what he
stands for. Because he's promising people free stuff.
What, are people dumb enough to buy that?
Yes, because young
my
people...
My God.
And look, I love... I think there are some amazing
Kara's
people
Kara's a young
that are
person.
Up.
She's not dumb by any stretch of the imagination.
I know. I think, like I said, I think there are some amazing people coming up. But I think, by and large, the group of young people that are coming up have not been taught what your generation was taught, and even to some extent my generation, that you come to America, you work hard, you improve your life, you get better, it's the land of opportunity. Now people are getting married to the government. And that is what Bernie Sanders is playing into, the idea that the government should be taking care of people instead of people taking care of themselves. And that's what disturbs me so much, is because young people particularly are embracing that message. And I can't stand it. Ugh, makes me nuts. It just
okay.
does. I think
and
we all,
it does make me
when
nuts
we start
too.
Marrying the government, that's the end of our country's soul,
it's
of
just
who
so,
we are as a country.
It just seems so silly. I mean, there are other things. The kids have stars in their eyes when it comes to the political reality of how to get stuff done. But I think that the other side of it is, Jennifer, that there are so many people disillusioned by not necessarily what Trump has done, but how he's done it, that just, you know, it becomes an anybody but Trump thing, which is a dangerous way of thinking.
Well, good luck. Good luck with that, if that anybody but Trump is Bernie Sanders. You'll see some real changes.
Yeah, doesn't work.
Because I got news for you. Nothing is for free. And so when he talks about free health care and free child care and free, okay.
I'm telling you, on the grassroots, Bloomberg is really inching in there. All of you have had your ups and downs with him. I'm very consistent. When I look at him and when I look at what he's doing in the local areas, here I came back to Massachusetts last night, and there are little pockets, even though one of my closest friends here, when I posted something on Facebook, said, I don't see it, Doug. He invited me to lunch next week. So let's see what he has to say then, because it is, you know, they know Elizabeth Warren can't make it. And they pretty much, I think it depends. Well, we'll all see after the weekend activity
the
in the Carolina.
If Bernie Sanders does, like I think he will do in Super Tuesday, which is what everybody's waiting
over.
For, it's done. Unless the Democrats want to come in and totally tick off their base of voters and say, well, Bernie Sanders is not an acceptable choice, which I'm not saying that can't happen. It could happen. But I just don't know that would be wisest thing for the party.
Stay tuned. All right. Coming up, number one, the discussion of the coronavirus and what effect it's having on us all in various ways. There are 7,000 identified rare diseases and misdiagnosis of common symptoms that can delay treatment. Tomorrow is Rare Disease Day. Perfect time for you to learn all the facts.
Hepatorenal syndrome type 1, or HRS1, is a life-threatening rare disease characterized by complications of liver disease that strikes quickly and can lead to kidney failure. February 29th is Rare Disease Day. Here's Maine Senator and Women in Government Board Chair Stacey Guerin with an important message.
Did you know that 30 million Americans are affected by a rare disease? If you or a loved one have a rare disease, there are many organizations that can support you and your families. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325- 4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV. All right, let's get to the coronavirus and the business of how to stop the the latest news about the coronavirus. Pretty sobering if you go to China and you understand how many people, first of all, the new cases that have been reported and the ones that haven't been reported. We had on our DJV program this week, was it this week or last week? I can't even remember. They all run in together. Lady from the Epoch Times who actually, this is the Chinese news agency that's in America. This lady grew up in the province where Wuhan is and says that the Chinese are lying. Gee, really? And that the number actually is 40 times greater than what they reported. So if they say there are 14,000 new cases over there, multiply that times 40, and you come up with about 1.5 million. That's quite a number. And the number of people who have died, they say 242 people have died. Multiply that times 40. And
it would have to be, though. I mean, the proof is in the pudding as to how it's spreading all throughout Europe. I mean, there has to be a large base number for this thing to really spread. And so that wouldn't surprise me if they were lying about that.
No. All right. So, but what does that do for the rest of the world? Knowing that they're a bunch of lying SOBs, we kind of know that. But this is much deeper than just, I mean, it's affecting the economy. People are afraid to travel. They don't even want to touch other people, even in places like America where this is not really a big deal at the moment. It's not something to get all worked up about. But yet, because the news media is onto it, and maybe that's appropriate. Maybe you guys think that it's appropriate that we are on it this way.
I think it's appropriate to talk about it and disseminate information, but we're sensationalizing it. And I think there are many people out there who think if they get the coronavirus that it's a death sentence. And that's not often the case. I mean, if you get it, obviously you don't want it, but if you get it, you can do something about it.
The governor of Arizona is talking about quarantining some people there. How many people in California now? What did the governor say this week?
They're watching 8,400 cases.
What does that mean, watching?
Or
what does that mean?
Suspected.
Well, but what does that mean? Watching.
People who might have come in contact with someone who has it.
Yeah, I got
who
that.
Are exhibiting
what does
symptoms
it mean
of the flu.
To watch them? What does it mean? I'm watching you. How are
Keep
they watching?
Keep an eye on
you?
To see if they have coronavirus.
Yeah, they're in contact where they're probably going to be doing several, I don't know if it's a blood test or a swab.
Do they go to your house, knock on your house, hey, what are you doing today?
Actually, yes, because they want to keep them out of the hospitals because if they bring those people into the hospitals, they start to spread. I actually heard someone yesterday saying we prefer if people stay home because you're coming into less contact with other people to contain the spread. But the problem with COVID is that it presents false positives and false negatives. So if you go, you could test positive, you don't really have it. You could test negative and you do have it. There are people who have it and have no symptoms, and then they spread it all around. They don't realize that they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they say they're watching it, they're keeping an eye on people who have exhibited symptoms.
I look at that Italy. Nobody can quite figure out how it sort of dribbles.
Well, now they're watching the Pope because the Pope is sick.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw Iran's health minister.
No,
he looked like
a
disaster. And then all of a sudden they said he has it. Now most of the Iranian government has it.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things our friends from Iran said that that people on the outside world probably don't realize it, but that travel between Iran and China is so common. It's like going from New York to Boston, and it's not
right
surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not surprising that it's spreading.
All right, ladies, thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
After the hour, time to get into our car and take a ride over to Havid and pack in the yard. I'm not sure that Nick's going to do that because he's up in Vancouver where lots of television shows are shot, actually. And isn't that where the Royals or the ex-Royals are? Have you seen any sightings of the Royals up there yet?
No, but I did by mistakenly bring it up to my cab driver yesterday, and he went on about how the Canadians are having to pay for their security and how unhappy he was with that. So I just shut up, and I keep my mouth shut. I don't want them to hear the accent. It's always trouble.
Yes, it is. I can admit. Yes, you are trouble. There's no question about that. Nick Miles has a fabulous website, our auto expert, for you. Buy a car before you get yours fixed. Go consult the info and the experts. The expert is Nick Miles at our AutoExpert.com. Now, the fact I've said you were in Vancouver, there are a lot of things that are being affected or impacted by the coronavirus. And so I understand there has been there's a cancellation of an auto show because of the coronavirus. Where was that?
Yeah, Geneva. So it's the big show for all the luxury cars that happens once a year, this time of the year. And Geneva Auto Show got canceled last night because the Swiss government said any more gathering more than 1,000 people was not allowed. And so they canceled the show. And you have to understand, automakers spent millions and millions of dollars of building these great big displays, shipping cars there to be unveiled, et cetera, et cetera. And now they've all been told you can't have the show. So I think this is just the beginning. And we've got auto shows coming up all the time. It's not going to be the last one to get canceled.
Well, one wonders about the Olympics. And now, so the more more grave situation, it seems to me, because of corona, is the stuff that's made in China that isn't being made in China. So is this going to kill car production? Are the lines just everybody going to be laid off to stop making cars because you can't get the parts out of China?
Well, we don't really know because the Chinese government aren't that great with sharing their information, but we suspect it's going to be that way. So first of all, there are three car companies that have closed factories down, Hyundai, Nissan, and FCA, Fiat Chrysler. They have a plant in Eastern Europe, in Slovenia, I believe, which makes some of the products for Europe, and they run out of parts, so they've temporarily closed that. Just to give you an idea, Doug, of how the world looks of car parts, so China produces 34.8 billion car parts for the rest of the world, and America uses most of those, 11.7 billion. Japan is second, Mexico third, Germany fourth, and South Korea fifth. So you can see America has the most to lose from China not producing automotive parts for the coronavirus. We're expecting to see. And when you think about this, what do they produce? Well, you know, the things like the screens in your, inside your car and those type of things, and some of the chips that are used in controlling your fuel consumption.
The glass. So going back, they make the glass, the windshields, the windows. Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So maybe you should be thinking about that that 1978 Ford F-250 rather than a brand new car. Probably, at least those are, you know, those don't have the screens and all those things in it. Yeah, well, it's a pretty serious situation.
Yeah, and you'll see that will increase the value of used cars because you can't get a new one in a new car, and you need a new car. You sell off the lots. There's the other side of it is that there's been a lot of overproduction, though, hasn't there, this year? And it would be nice, I'm thinking, that some of the dealerships would like to clear off their lots and start afresh. You think that's true?
Absolutely. And I think the trade in new cars, you know, every time someone buys a new car, they usually sell a car. The chances are most people sell a car. So it's just going to increase the trade of used cars around the country. Moody's, who are these guys that do all the grading of finances, they downgraded the car slump this year from 0.9 of 1% all the way
down.
What
does that mean?
To, it means that we would drop sales of about 1% in the United States.
There was new cars or used cars?
Yeah, all new cars. That was suspecting that that was going to happen anyway, naturally. Now they're saying it's going to be 2.5%, but I think it's going to be a lot more than that.
So does the used car market improve to the same ratio that the new car market goes down? Does the used car market go up? In those
no, not unless you have to have a car. So what ends up happening is a lot of people just put off buying a car. So they don't say, oh, I was going to buy a new car this year, I'm going to buy an old car, or say a slightly gently used car. What they say is, I'll just hang on to my car for another year. So that's generally what tends to happen. But who knows? I mean, if you have to have a new car, you're going to go out and have to buy something. And used cars are a good deal. You know that. I know that.
Yep, that's what I buy. All right, so the Chevy Impala, got a few seconds. Last one ever made. First one came out in 58, last one yesterday, right?
Yes, it's sad because they finally got it right, and then they decided to cancel it. So if you want a Chevy Impala, go buy one because they will not be on lots in the next year.
May the end of the line. All right, good job. Thank you. Nick Miles, check out his website. Thousands of people do every day, rautoexpert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.